So hello, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could come today. I'm exceptionally blessed to have an author who's so much fun to talk to. Her first name happens to be one of my favorite names on the planet. It's not the only reason I invited her. But Isabel Hunt has the same name as my oldest daughter, Isabel. So welcome to the show, Isabel. How are you?
Thank you so much, Remy. I'm doing great. I'm really doing great. And I'm so happy we finally connected and continue to do a face-to-face. I know we connected before a couple times, but it's awesome to get to talk to you.
And just for everyone who doesn't know her work, Isabel wrote the book, The Power of Faith-Driven Success. And she's an empath, so she's fully aware of what happens when we walk into a room and we sense all kinds of things, right, Isabel? Yes. Tell me a little bit more about that, like being a healer and being an empath.
It's quite interesting, actually, especially that I don't quite fit the mold of an empath. Maybe I have, but before I was 18, I was known growing up as introvert. Better known, talk to me. That just put me in the back of a room in the classroom. But I'm more of the intro extrovert, which is very interesting. And I started to attract a lot of clients that were similar, but they didn't know what to do with their extrovert because their introvert, the empath side, was so strong that they couldn't get the extrovert side out. They were just always overwhelmed, blackouts, like literally brain farts every time they wanted to just talk to someone. And so I coined that term about 2.5 years ago by now, empath warrior, the extrovert within the introvert, and helping people to balance the both of those. So that is pretty much my journey that I've had to go through to acknowledge the introvert and see what the needs are of the introvert so I can use the extrovert for the impact that I wanted to make as an entrepreneur.
I think I'm an introverted extrovert.
Probably, I could see that.
Because I'm really outgoing, and yet there's this part of me that likes to be completely, like, alone.
Yes, really alone. It really takes a lot of balance to figure both out, so we take care of our needs, but at the same time can do the work. Sometimes it is counterintuitive, and it doesn't fit in with the entrepreneur's world, so that's
the challenge. I know yesterday, it's so funny, I've been having these Sundays where I wake up and I seriously like cannot talk to anyone except my children. Like I can't reach out to, I don't even want to email people. Like I'm so introverted on Sundays lately, and then Mondays wake up and I'm me again. Like I'm ready, I can talk to people again.
That's probably a good sign to listen to, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what an entrepreneur can do to have better results, given that they might have these sensitivities or these kind of, you know, I would guess a lot of the listeners are very caring, thoughtful healer individuals.
Right. Well, especially when we're in the healing space or even social workspace, a lot of empaths do any kind of social occupations that are related to helping other people. We often forget about ourselves. We pay very close attention to what's going on with other people. We want to help them. We want to be there for them. We want to support them. But at the same time, what I have realized is that we get emotionally very overwhelmed because we don't take a look at the mirror work that's happening with our clients. We try to work, here's what I often hear. Why did you become a healer, or why did you become a social worker, or why did you choose that occupation general? Because I want to be able to help people so I can help myself. Mm. And like, ooh, that actually should be the other way around, because otherwise everything you experience is put on your client, or your client continuously triggers you. So there's this emotional back and forth with clients that often is being forgotten. And what I've realized myself with working with other empaths, that they often totally ignore their own emotional world and the navigation, how they can navigate through this and the actual message of their emotions. They are so focused on helping everyone else that they feel better by helping them, because it keeps them away from having to deal with their own stuff.
I'm sure none of our listeners have ever gone through that.
No, I haven't.
So Isabel, what inspires you? What gets you all inspired and ready and creative?
What inspires me is actually, if I just it's almost like I can fly over the earth and can take a look and I see how things are moving. It might look sometimes really dark, but from my view, it actually doesn't. I work a lot with younger generations, especially young adults under 35, and I see a lot of hope with it within that generation. A lot of waking up emails that I get every single day, especially from guys, and that is getting me really set on fire when I get emails from guys that are under 35 saying, hey, I totally relate what you're saying. I just don't know how to bring the men side of that with that sensitive side of me together so people still take me seriously. But that really fires me up because I have it every day in my mind. The more we learn about emotions, and that's pretty much what I speak on stage, that I coach on when I don't work with my individual clients. When we are able to really listen to our own emotional world and being able to navigate those and understand the message and become more reflective instead of reactive, we are able to change how we relate to other people. That helps us to create deeper relationships where we can really have an impact. That just starts a whole ripple effect that impacts the community, impacts the nation, and impacts the world. And that's just thinking about that gets me totally up every single morning. It's like, okay, God, I'll take it on.
It's so interesting. Lately, I've been working not only with entrepreneurs, but I've been kind of leveraging myself to work with higher level individuals who work with entrepreneurs. So it's really been fascinating as I've kind of like let go of some of the need to have that sort of like have to heal everyone I play with and shift into like, okay, where can I play where I'm helping the most people with my gifts? And it's a very different energy. It's like once you stop needing to have that complete emotional connection with every single person who's benefiting from you, and you pull back that requirement, it's so interesting how much more is available, isn't it? Isn't that crazy?
Definitely. You're just more in the flow of life. I think that's what it comes back to. It is that place from an authentic power that's coming from within, and you're just able to flow with it. And when you flow with it, you're more observant. Because then you're not so focused on that what is happening in front of you, with you, and to you, but you can just acknowledge it and can still take a look to the side and you see more of what's manifesting. I think one thing that I've realized about especially healers or anyone who works with the law of attraction within the healing space or social work space is that they're so afraid to have any kind of low vibrating emotions or negative thoughts because they think if that's what they're going to have, that's what they're going to manifest immediately, which is not true. It actually is the shaming part that creates the manifestation where you're not allowing yourself to just say and get it out there. Not necessarily like at people, but for example, you can create a complaining wall if you have something like that, where you can just complain at the wall, whatever you want to have to say. But often we think if we just have negative thoughts or any kind of low vibrating energies or emotions, we manifest that. So we don't allow ourselves to feel everything fully and just focus on that. I need to heighten my vibration. I need to be up there to manifest what I really want to. But acknowledging actually everything that you feel, from shame to guilt to anger to happiness, helps us to stay in the flow. And the flow is what creates the manifestation, instead of trying to figure out what am I allowed to feel and what am I not allowed to feel.
Wow, that is so cool. I honestly think that's really interesting because that's something where we do get more awareness when we aren't reacting so much, you know, we drop our barriers. I love it. Isabel, I could just talk to you forever, but it is a podcast. It does have an ending. So why don't you let everyone know how they can find you, find out more about you, maybe get your book. How can we reach you?
Yes, I have everything on my website, isabelhunt.com, isabelhunt. A lot of people get the DT.com. There you can take a look at how you might be able to work with me. I also have an emotions course online that is really awesome, especially for those who are really busy and just want to have an understanding and how to navigate successfully their emotional world. It's all on my website. Also the book where you can find it, but you can also just look it up on Amazon.
Great. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.